This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short 3-question survey.
We're experiencing unexpected high call volume, so you might experience a longer wait time.
Due to increases in BestBuy.com demand, we are experiencing extended wait times. We will be with you as quickly as possible. Thank you for your patience.
Hold on, let's see if it's my customer care. How are you speaking? May I help you?
Hey, this is Terrell from XPO. I have an order number for you whenever you're ready.
One moment, Mr. Terrell. All
right.
My phone didn't even ring. It's been acting crazy.
It's okay.
All right, and Mr. Terrell, what is your SMS? 7-5-6-1-6-6-6-5. Mr. Terrell, what's the customer's name and address that you're at, please?
Yes, I have the customer Chuck Rackle or Rackley, 5470 Heath Ridge Terrace in Duluth, Georgia.
All right, and what's going on with the customer?
I have the technician Jason calling to say this was delivery only. He said the dishwasher was a no fit. Customer had 33.5 inches and needed 34.
You said the one they have is 33.5?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And they kept it as a drop-off?
Yeah, he just delivered it.
Why would they keep it? Why didn't they refuse it?
I'm not sure. I guess he's going to do additional work to get it done.
Okay, give me 1 second. Let me reach out to them really quick, okay?
Okay.
Bear with me.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello.
Hello.
Are you the driver?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so the driver, you're the dispatcher for the driver.
Yeah, this XPO.
Okay. Terrell, I need you to have them to go back out there and complete that job because he stated that they didn't remove the old one or anything. They just basically looked at it and said, "Oh, it's not going to fit." And the customer is upset. He says because we had the advisory team is the one that went out and did the measurements for that space. And gave them the measurements for the 34 and a half. He says he wants his dishwasher in there, please.
Yeah, let me
So
add
they can't
him.
even they didn't even attempt to do it. They just, looked at it and said, "Oh, it's not going to fit." That's not how that works.
What was your name? I didn't catch it when you first stated.
It's fire. I'm sorry, Terrell. I'm like, well, they didn't even try to do it. He's like, "No." He said they just looked at it and said it won't fit, and said that I had to get a different one. He said, but your team is the one that came out and did the measurements and for the correct the one that I needed to order. So I want he's like, I w would like to have my dishwasher.
I understand. And I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name. What was that?
It's fire, like your house is on fire.
Okay. Hold on, let me add this technician and get clarity for you.
Okay.
Hey, Jason.
Yeah, I'm here.
I have DOD fire. Hey, fire.
Okay.
I'm here.
Now, what did you say the customer said?
The customer stated that they didn't even attempt to put his dishwasher in, and he stated that our advisory team went out. Our advisory team is the one that went out and measured it and gave him the measurements for the dishwasher that he ordered, which they ordered while they were at the house. And he states that he wants his dishwasher in, please.
It's not going to fit. But
But
somebody from Majestic went out there and took it.
if
What?
you're if you just if you just look at it and say it's not going to fit, that's not saying it's not going to fit. If the advisory team went out and did the measurements for him and assisted him with ordering it.
Okay. No. I've installed 10,000 dishwashers. That Bosch dishwasher requires 34 inches to go in. The actual dishwasher is 33 and 7/8 inches in height. He only has 33 and a half inches. It's not going to fit. I don't know why the guy from Majestic told him that it can fit in there, but it's absolutely not going to fit inside that hole.
Is that because of the conjunction,
You
the
can look
extra
at.
kit that goes to the back of it?
No. Listen. The dishwasher is 33 and 7/8 in height. From his floor to the bottom of his countertop, he only has 33 and a half. It requires 34. That's a whole half of an inch that he doesn't have. It's not going to go in there. The person that came out there to measure should have never told him that that dishwasher was going to fit in there.
Okay, so it's 30, the space that he has is 33 and 7/8, and he needs 34,
No,
correct?
no, no. No. The space that he has is 33 and a half. And he
Okay.
needs 34.
Okay. Where was the 33 and a 7/8 come from?
That's how tall the actual dishwasher is.
Okay.
Like, if you look at the specs on that dishwasher, if you was to measure it from the bottom to the floor to the top of the dishwasher, it's 33 and 7/8. Now, it says it needs 34, so it has an eighth of an inch breathing room on the top, but he only has 33 and a half. There's no way that dishwasher is going in that hole. But the guy from
Okay.
Majestic said that he can put it in there. Most likely, he's going to go there and tell him that it's not going to fit, and you got to reselect. But I left it there because the customer wanted me to leave it there because somebody came out there and told him that's going to fit, but it's not.
Right. Yeah, 'cause he was like he said even if it's snug, he said he wanted it
No,
in, so
it's
it's
not.
not going to go because of
It's
the
not. It's
height
not
of
going to be snug. It's not even going to go past the countertop. Even the back of the dishwasher, it's not going to go in that hole at all. He needs to reselect to a dishwasher that can drop down to 33 and a half.
Okay.
And when you get a dishwasher that can drop down to 33 and a half, that's going to be snug because that's exactly what he has. It's going to barely fit in there at 33 and a half, a 33 and a half dishwasher. That dishwasher, that Bosch is way too big. I've installed thousands of them dishwashers. It's not going in a 33 and a half inch hole.
Okay. No problem. I'll let the customer know. Thank you, Jason.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Terrell. Mr. Terrell.
Uh-huh. Was
Have a
there
good day and be safe.
Okay.
Oh,
Was there a
I
case
believe
number?
so, yeah.
Uh-huh.
280-766-232.
All right. Thank you, Faya.
Thank you. Have a great day and be safe.
You too. Thanks. All right, just a second.
I got that reset already, too. Oh, boy. Oh, at least it's a fucking counter there. Gosh. Let me see. What do I have? McDonald's. Hey, do you have any returns on that truck? One? Oh, okay. Oh, fuck, man.
All right. Sent that to regional. Was there anything else?
No, sir. That'll be all. Thank you.
All right. And thanks for calling XPO.
All right. Appreciate it, bye.